Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back to the hour. Thank you very much for turning me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. Jeffrey Zavarz here. Jeff's a good friend of ours, a long time, 19-year, how about that, folks, 19-year member of our Brain Trust. He's already in his 20th year with us, and he's he's Mr. Home-Based Business. He is the chief home officer. He and I were both home-based before it was cool, and he's still doing it. He's an award-winning journalist, author of three books on being home-based, Safe at Home, Home Office Know-How, Teleworking and Telecommuting, very important books, and he's our good friend. Jeffrey, welcome back.
Always a pleasure to be here. Thanks for keeping me around.
You're always a pleasure. We love having you here, Jeff. And folks, as I like to say, Jeff operates the Worm Cam for us out on Main Street. Hey, Jeff, one of the things that I used to do when I called on my consulting clients back in the day, when I first started with them, if they would allow me to do it, is I would ask them what they knew about their customer list, what they knew about how dependent they were upon customers. And they'd always say, what do you mean by that? I say, well, there's something called the Pareto principle, and that's that we tend to have 80% of our activity in 20% in a 20% areas. A lot of people have 80% of their sales are in 20% of their customers, which means that if they lose a customer, they could be in trouble. And that's a real problem for small businesses, isn't it?
Absolutely. And I think what the real problem, by extension is, to your opening comment, people don't realize it. We just do what we do, and we generate our work. Are we there? Did I lose you?
Yeah, no, you're good.
Are you there?
Yeah, good.
Oh, I lost you for a second, but you're back. But we do our work. We go about our business. Things are cooking, but we don't realize that maybe a client scales up, so we scale back on other clients.
And we love it. More work. We're excited because it's more business. We worked hard.
This is the
seductive part of this. Who doesn't love it when a customer doubles their business with you?
Right.
But when they double your business, that doesn't mean that you double your capacity. Right.
Right. Well, especially when you're, as you say, that charmed quirk, that party of one, who I, for example, have rarely outsourced my work because my work is me. I can outsource some of the research, but when it comes to the writing is what I do.
When you add capacity, that means you don't sleep as much.
Right, exactly. Or something else gets.
Right.
So if I add capacity because ABC Widget Company has come along and wants me to write more content for them, then maybe XYZ, Widget Company, I'm not calling on them as much. And it also, and I got to tell you, sometimes it's not by design. It's not. It's more like a sin of omission where we're so focused on ABC that XYZ just gets mm-hmm. we start to forget about them because mm-hmm. ABC has drawn so much of our attention.
That's
then
right.
Lo and behold, the flip side of that coin or the
it's
other
got,
side of that sword. Is
something's
got
to give somewhere. A friend of mine used to own yachts, and he was telling me about how anytime you add something to a yacht, something has to be taken off the yacht. There's only so much room in the key inside that hull, right? He said if you want to add a washer and dryer, then you got to take out a table or a refrigerator or something,
right.
And so that's the way it is with a small business capacity, isn't it? I mean, if a customer doubles their business with you or increases it by some number, then something's got to give somewhere, and it's seductive when they do it, but it can also be dangerous, can't it?
Yeah, it can, and so we're left to think about why, how to respond. You know, do you say no? So the lesson here is, or the message we need to get across, or we all need to consider, is how do we handle this? Because you may have a whole bevy of very loyal clients, but does one, by virtue of its increased spending, make you more, you know, does it make you less loyal to those who have been loyal because they're spending more money?
Right.
You know, how do you triage, for lack of a better word, the client list that you have such that you're going to give more time to one? I guess the real message is, or the real thing we have to ask ourselves is, and we've discussed this before, is how do you become more productive? How do you squeeze more more productivity and effectiveness out of that same 40 or 50 hour week that we've been plying anyway, to be better at what we do? So, for example, some of the clients that I have, I do recurring projects for them. And so one of them in particular, it's a big list, and I do several of them every year. I've gotten better and more efficient at the front end of going through that list that I have to put together, so that it takes less time and it becomes more of a rote, R-O-T-E, a rote process. So that I'm not rethinking or reinventing a wheel, I'm improving the wheel every time. So we went from, you know, a wooden, you know, wagon wheel to a Pirelli on a sports car. It's still the same. It's still a wheel, but we've made it better over time. So how can you improve your process and become more efficient and productive with the same amount of hours so you don't have to sleep less hours, kind of what we said at the beginning.
And the good news is these days
you don't want to give up on your life.
The good news is these days we have technology that can help us a lot. And that really saved me. My consulting business was growing at the point when technology was growing along with it. And you've stayed, you know, we both have stayed with it. I mean, the work that I do today with the number of employees, 30 years ago, I couldn't even do some of the things with 100 employees, but it certainly would have taken more than I have right now because of technology. That's helped a lot. That's really helped me at capacity.
Really amazing.
I hope people are paying attention to that because this is something I still see a lot of small businesses out there, Jeff, who are not stepping up to the technological capability that they could to add capacity and to take on more business. Or how about this? Not work so hard. Not kill themselves.
Yeah, and that's really what's key, especially when you're an entrepreneur. Part of what we do is for lifestyle. You know, I mean, I just came off a 10-day road trip, and I worked hard to get there, you know, to get to that point, meaning in the past couple of months or past month to make sure that deadlines were due. But it was because I wanted to be able to take time off, and I do that throughout the year. I do it because it's a lifestyle adventure for me.
Right.
Not to go, you know, punch a clock and please clients and you know, it's about pleasing me and my family and making sure that the bills are paid.
That's the reason you made that choice. A quick break, folks. Right back with Jeffrey Zabar, chiefhomeofficer.com, gotwords.com. That's how you find Jeff online. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.